Greetings, my name is Jordan Fry, and I am your host of PA Rebellion, the official podcast of the America First Caucus of Pennsylvania. With me is Chairman of the America First Caucus, State Representative Eric Davanzo. On our first official podcast, like we're doing it, we're done talking about it, we're doing it. Representative Davanzo, what do you got for us?
Yeah, you know, finally, this is something that's been in the works for a little while. We've talked about this for, I don't want to say exactly how long we've been talking about it.
Listen, sometimes you just got to throw a bunch of stuff at the walls and see what sticks, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah, no, listen, excited to be here. Great to kick this thing off. Mm-hmm. And, you know, listen, I put the legal team on notice what we're going to do, so they're going to keep an eye on us. We got some guardrails in place.
Yeah, listen, our tech guy is going to have to, you know, do some dubbing from time to time and, you know, kind of, you know, lip sync some stuff in. Well, it'll be cool. We'll have some fun.
I mean, we're not going to spend much time with a hairstylist here. So, you know,
that part is true. So give us a short description. So first of all, yourself, you've been a state representative now for how long?
5 years. We come in 2020, special mm-hmm. election. I believe it was March 17th of 2020. Got sworn in April 5th. Mm-hmm. You know, it's been a great experience. Some frustrating times, you know, over the past 5 years. Figure that was the heart of COVID.
Yeah, that was an interesting time to enter the General Assembly.
Yeah. So, you know, getting back to me and, you know, my background, come from the building trades. Mm-hmm. You know, was labored for probably 11, 12, 13 years out of Brownsville, you know, local 286, switched over to become a carpenter. 2010 till 2020, whenever I decided to, you know, run for office here. So,
and what drove you to that? I mean, how does one, you know, work on buildings and repairs and that kind of stuff, and then say, you know, I got a calling. I'm going to enter state government.
Yeah, asked myself that a good bit. You know, now listen, I always had an interest in politics. Always had an interest in giving back to the community, trying to leave things better. Then I found him. You know, the Judge Walsh, who had the seat before me, ran, became Judge Common Pleas, Westmoreland County, so the seat was open. And I reached out and, hey, listen, this is something I've interested in getting into politics here. You know, what do you think about this? We spoke, and the next thing you know, here I am. And listen, things fell into place. You know, I'm not going to say I didn't pray from time to time to get me here. So the good Lord definitely had a hand in it.
Sure.
This is how we got here, you know.
And how's it been past 5 years, 6 years? How's it been?
It's been good. Frustrating, like I said, a lot of frustrating. You know, when you think of politics, you think of a win, right? Whenever you get a win, like whenever we kind of told Tom Wolf to take his emergency declaration and what he can mm-hmm. do with it, right? So we got the constitutional amendments. We passed it 2 sessions. It goes to the voters, right? It passes. It comes back. Now we get in a caucus room and they're like, hey, we can't enact this for another 9 months. And it's like, well, wait a minute. Like, the people have spoken. We have spoken. And it was, you know, your wins in politics are just, you give up just enough to get a victory. Like, the word compromise, you can't say it enough. Like, just when you feel it's a loss, you it isn't, you know. It isn't like, I've never had that feeling in politics of just hitting that walk-off grand slam.
Right.
You know, even with a budget. You know, hey, we want to spend X amount. The governor's here. You're in the middle. Hey, I'm not comfortable with this. It's compromise.
Right. And government is intentionally slow, right? I mean, it's frustrating to deal with, but even just the implementation of good policy takes a while. Never keeps up with the speed of business and what it should be. But it is slow because it's supposed to be deliberate, right?
Correct. And I think right now my biggest thing, and I think we're not even in a snail's pace, mm-hmm. As we call departments to get our constituents out, people aren't working yet. They're at home yet. And you have somebody who, you know, I will give you an example real quick. I don't want to get off target here, but had a lady to come into the office. It was Christmas time, right? She got some overtime. She got kicked off her benefits, right? She made some extra money here when it kicked her off of her health care. So after the 2 weeks, right, she goes back to her normal hours. She can't get her she had a breathing treatment she needed. She couldn't get it. We couldn't even get through DHS to get her the help to get it. So right at Christmas time, you have a lady who – worked overtime to try to help herself out, which is what we want. We want people working.
Mm-hmm.
She tries to better herself. Meanwhile, when that pay cycle kicks through, now she needs her benefits again. We kick her off, and we can't even answer the phone to help her get back onto the program.
Right, and it's all bureaucracy.
It's all bureaucracy, mm-hmm. all bureaucracy. It takes 7 to 10 days to get an email answer now. Mm-hmm. And state government was never set up that way.
That's
and
right.
It shouldn't be. And it's and it in my opinion, it is quite an embarrassment that that's how we operate.
And you know, that borders to kind of where I wanted to come around to. So your personal approach to legislation. Mm-hmm. How do you, as a state house member, hear a story like that? How does that impact your ability when you come here, or I shouldn't say ability, but your strategy when you come here and you want to make a difference back home?
Yeah, so, right, you got to bring that story from back home out here.
Mm-hmm.
I know I'm not the only one that's dealing with that. But yet, whenever you come out here, hey, listen, we have an issue, we have a problem. How can we fix that? What is the issue? How many folks are actually working from home? Right. I know people want to work remote. That's a perk for companies to hire people. That's a perk to come here. Now, we have to have that as part of the puzzle piece, right? But at the same point in time, it's got to work.
It's got to be governed.
It's got to be governed, right? There's got to be accountability.
Proper oversight. Sure.
And I'm not sure that accountability is there. So moving forward, that is one of the areas this session that I'm going to dive into. I can tell you stories about transportation. Same thing, you know, but it's that hardworking blue-collar people from the 58th District, you mm-hmm. know. And people say to me, describe your district. And I'm like, blue-collar, hardworking folks. I would put the folks in this district up against any other district working-wise. You know what I mean? We have some of the hardest-working folks, great people here. And whenever government, you know, when people come to my office, they've probably, what do I want to say? They've probably looked at every other option. Mm-hmm. I'm that last resort. So when they pick up that phone call, they've already called 20 people already.
They have no other place to go.
They have no other plan. And they're like, you know what? We didn't know that you could help us with that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, you're here. Now, we should be able to pick up the phone and at least get a phone call answered the next day or two.
Sure.
Or an email response. And the fact that it's slow is just very, very frustrating.
And there's no bigger issue to that than during COVID, dealing with unemployment compensation. You know, the Department of Labor and Industry did make some headway in fixing things, but it seems like every time you turn around, there's another set of delays. It's got to be frustrating. So you mentioned the 58th District. Where is the 58th?
58th District is southern Westmoreland County. We go from North Huntington, South Huntington, East Huntington, Scottsdale Borough, Mount Pleasant. I got half of Mount Pleasant Township, mm-hmm. Swickley, Madison, West Newton, Smithton.
So that's a diverse district. I mean, you have boroughs. I know you have Manesson in your district.
Manesson's in there. Yes.
And then you have, you know, some really rural areas and farm country.
Yep, a lot of farm country. And I always refer to it as the better legislative district in the county. I know the other reps always, everybody wants to argue about that. I got to get my plugs for my district. You know?
Sure. All right, so what brings us together, again, is bringing us now to the America First Caucus. First and foremost, what is a caucus? Tell whatever listeners we might gain what exactly a caucus is.
Yeah, so caucus would be a group of people that are like-minded, have a common goal or interest, a vision,
mm-hmm.
right? You have a common vision of where we want to go. You know, when I first came here in 20, I remember talking to some of the, not necessarily leadership, but some of the chairmen.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, listen, why aren't we doing things this way? Why aren't we taking on some of the dinner table topics that the constituents want? And their answer was, hey, we don't do things that way. This is how we've always done it. And to me, that was frustrating.
Sure.
Because we are out of touch with the everyday constituent.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we still are.
In what way? Give me an example.
You know, people need just the everyday needs. I'll give you one. President Trump ran on this, right? We're gonna do away tax on overtime.
Okay.
All right. Great for everybody, right? We're going to take away tax on tips for waitresses. How many of my colleagues say that's not fiscal responsibility? What are we going to backfill that hole with in the budget?
So we're more worried about backfilling a hole and making certain that government gets its take than actually
Correct.
Being concerned with
government. Government should never work that way. It should never be worked at. It shouldn't be that way. We shouldn't be first. The people should be first.
So I think that kind of describes why now.
Why we're here. Yeah, that's exactly. That's exactly why we're here. And policies, and as we go, you know, there'll be some policy stuff that we'll see that, you know, where I'm at and where I think we're at. But also we're going to, if there's some headline news in the state of PA that maybe not necessarily fall under that America First.
We're going to talk about
it. But it may fall under the PA First
right.
category. And exactly, that's something that we're going to talk about here.
Good deal. All right. Well, I think that's probably a good place to end for our first edition. For those of you listening at home, all three of you, we're happy to have you.
Come on now. We at least got five on there now, you know.
All right. So that was Representative Eric DeVanzo of the 58th District in Westmoreland County. Again, my name is Jordan. Thank you for listening to PA Rebellion, the official podcast of the America First Caucus of Pennsylvania.